Netflix's look at junior college football and Last Chance U debuts its fifth and final season today. It's set in Oakland, California. This is a season that touches on race, family, gentrification, and the struggle of young men who may only have one shot. Here's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
If you've watched previous seasons of the immersive docuseries Last Chance U, you know the most flawed characters on the show are often the head coaches. But this time, the series is focused on the 2019 football season at Laney College, led by John Beam. Beam is a much-admired Oakland football legend who transformed Laney's program, as a succession of former players will attest.
Coach Beam is the man, real talk. He really kept brothers off the street, kept them out of trouble. He was a father figure.
Because we all come from a lot of broken homes in Oakland, and he was that guy who was married, two lovely daughters, showed how a family was supposed to look.
Beam is starting a new season after winning his first state championship at Laney after 40 years of coaching at the high school and junior college level. But California's junior college system is full of challenges. They don't offer scholarships. They have no housing. They don't provide meals. And because Oakland is becoming more gentrified by the minute, most of the school's players must commute long hours by car or public transportation, or worse, as a few assistant coaches observe.
We used to have guys sleeping in the locker room, we didn't even know it. You know, I got some guys that didn't eat for 2 days.
There's dudes on this team that are coming from nothing. If you weren't playing football, you wouldn't be going to college at all.
Last Chance U climbs into these athletes' lives, unearthing poignant stories of young men giving their all to succeed despite crushing circumstances. One of the team's most promising wide receivers, Dior Walker Scott, is living in his car.
Do my mom know what's happening right now? No. And am I gonna tell her? No. I don't need her stressed about me. She got four other kids to worry about.
Another struggling wide receiver, R.J. Stern, admits his grandmother is successful author Marion Zimmer Bradley, who was accused by Stern's mother of sexually abusing her when she was a child. Stern's grandfather, coin expert Walter Breen, was no better.
He thought that pedophilia was, like, cool, essentially. He was like, okay, yeah, this is, there's nothing wrong with this. I don't even like calling him my grandpa, I just call him Walter. And he died in prison before I was born.
Beam explains his player's situation simply.
We're starting to use this term now, PTSD, for our kids because of what they deal with every day. We have to understand that there's mental health issues going on there, and we need to provide that safety net somehow, some way.
Still, the core of Last Chance U is its thrilling coverage of Laney's games. The show builds suspense carefully, showing Walker Scott floundering after dropping two passes.
That's two in a row.
Don't worry about it. Make the next play.
Yes, coach.
If you don't worry about it, I'll put someone else in, right?
Yes, coach. Yes, coach.
It's done.
Then making a crucial catch to turn around the team's momentum.
Down the pipe! Down the pipe!
These moments are the core of Last Chance U's brilliantly emotional, brutally revealing season, showing young men reaching deep inside to achieve as if their lives depended on it. Because in some cases, they surely do. I'm Eric Deggans.